Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, that's right. Every other Friday, Neil's here with us. Got a lot of things that have built up, but I want to first find out from Neil what's good to watch, you know, next week, the summer. Let's go to Neil Zorn. Hey, Neil, welcome in.
Hi there. I'm so fixated on the capital of Zimbabwe. I think it's Harare, but I'm not sure.
Nice work by you. So I got nothing on my plate right now for something I really want to see. How about you?
Nothing much coming up. I think the thing that excites me most coming up starts tonight. It's Netflix, actually. It's Shirley. It's about the author Shirley Jackson. It always interests me when Elizabeth Moss is doing something. Elizabeth Moss was so wonderful in Mad Men, and she was so great in The Handmaid's Tale, that anything she does, I think, is worth looking into just for her. So it's about the author Shirley Jackson, who wrote the short story The Lottery that everybody
yes.
knows, and other books. And so I'm looking forward to that. Other than that, I look forward to every week to the new edition of Mrs. America, and I'm still loving The Great. So there you go. So those are good things to binge if you haven't seen them.
Okay, fair enough, Neil. Now let's talk about one of the areas you specialize in. Well, let's talk about this Washington Post editorial today from the person that covers entertainment for them. Shut down all police movies and TV shows now. And it struck me reading this, this woman is in the wrong business in that she thinks, you know, it's not about entertainment. In addition to, I know they have consultants that do every type of show to try to get it right. But in a half hour or hour, she wants kind of a documentary or something every week.
Well, she can want that, but it's not going to happen. First of all, television is a commercial business, and it's a business for mass entertainment. It's not news. As a matter of fact, as you know, I always say there is no news on television. Even last week when there was plenty of news on television, I thought that there was no news on television. I thought the reporting was fairly incomplete. So somebody can say anything they want. I mean, it's a time for it. Listen to all the things people are advocating today. And that's always the problem I have with politicians, that they go too far. That's one of the things I hate about Elizabeth Warren and why I would never vote for her in any capacity. It's not that I think she's the smartest person in the room. I really do. Of the whole 100 in the Senate, I would say she's the smartest. But she never knows when to stop. And I'm a person that believes in perspective and proportion. A police show, first of all, we are bombarded with 90 million images every day, all of us. When did we forget the idea between fantasy and fiction? When did we forget fact and reality? I mean, why is it that everything's considered real? It's entertainment. It's not supposed to be documentary. So why are we going to impose anything on it? I would say the Washington Post writer is crazy.
Yeah, well, good. And Dan and I have been making the point when it comes to community policing back in the day, Hill Street Blues, The Wire, the underlying premise of this was this whole difficulty with reaching, finding people there that will help the police and the police, rogue cops and all. It's all there in those shows.
Well, look at Blue Bloods. Blue Bloods
yes.
is a fine example of that.
Yeah.
I mean, the family that is in the police, but then one becomes a district attorney. I mean, there's a lot of things. Blue Bloods is actually a very good show as over the air television goes. But it doesn't make a difference. First of all, the police are usually good guys in the shows. They usually win. why are we siding with criminals? I mean, not that police are perfect.
Right.
Obviously, what happens with George Floyd proves that. What happens a lot of times proves that. But, you know, it's one bad apple. And I have a saying. I mean, it's not my saying. I make it up, and I use it a lot. Everything is fire. Everything is friend, and everything is foe. And it matters how you use it and the proportion with which you use it. And so in any group, there's going to be good and bad. Listen, I'm a great TV critic, the one for the Washington Post. I think it's crazy today.
So, yeah, exactly.
And it's up to the public to decide what they want. If they enjoy a police show, leave it alone. If you enjoy Criminal Minds, that's fine. If it's too much for you, then you can go on to something a little lighter, maybe like Blue Bloods or something that is more family-oriented. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things on television. You don't have to choose one. And there's so many more genres today that even if everything was populated by police shows, and because of Law & Order and NCIS, it mostly is because they've been so popular, there's 3,000 channels, and I'm underestimating how many people have at their disposal. So why are you going to obsess over a police show? No, because of the times, because something happened. Now, anything can happen anywhere in any way, and television doesn't really influence that. There's copycatting. Copycatting is not not television's fault when it happens. It's the copycat's fault, because again, if you can't tell fiction from reality, if you can't tell what's a story from what is happening in real life, no matter how real television makes it, it's its job to make it real, then stay away from every television set and every movie, because actually you're not fit to live, let alone watch television.
One parting area, too. Dan likes his show. He says it gives him an upbeat if it's a down day. Dan, what's the show?
Me and Maisie have been looking forward to this for months now, and they're coming to Philadelphia, Queer Eye, on Netflix. Season 5 releases today, and it's one of those shows that, you know, I always trash when it's all exposition and it's all just feel-good stuff, but it does it so good that I whenever I'm having a bad day, I'll throw on an episode of this, and by the end, I'm smiling. It's one of those kind of shows, and I love it. Can't wait for the new episodes.
Well, it opens tonight, and the guys are great. I like the old Queer Eye better because I like it when it's more objective. I like it when it's more finding things. Of course, I don't know who they ever get for fashion. I would never wear anything that either Carson Kressley or the current guy has chosen. I mean, I, first of all, I look terrible in it. And second of all, you know, me, I got scared by Brooks Brothers when I was 16. I'm still wearing it. So, you know, I want preppy, preppy, preppy. And if it doesn't make me popular, I won't be popular. That's all there is to it. I'll use my sparkling personality instead.
All right. Well, we know that you have that.
I'm looking forward to Queer Eye because it is fun, but I wish it wasn't as much to the camera. I wish it was more working with somebody to make that person happier rather than too much about the people involved in it. The five queers.
Where do we find Neil Zorin until next week?
Well, you don't have to be watching Space Force because it stank.
Okay.
Besides, and by
terrible.
The way, RuPaul also premieres tonight. RuPaul's Drag Race. It's a good night for queer watching. Anyway, you can find me in the Delaware County Daily Times and related newspapers and at neilspaper.com.
Thank you, Neil. See you in 2 weeks. Mr. Neil Zorin here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.